Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Monday, May 6th. In today's episode, FIR against BJP's Amit Malviya and JP Nadda. Attack on Congress's Amethi office. PM Modi and Odisha Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik's back-and-forth attack ahead of Odisha Assembly elections. Blue Corner notice against Prajwal Ravanna in the sexual assault scandal. Massive enforcement directorate bust in Jharkhand. And Israel orders evacuation in Rafah. First up, the Bengaluru police have registered an FIR against BJP IT cell chief Amit Malviya, President JP Nadda and Karnataka State Chief BY Vijayendra, accusing them of voter intimidation. The Karnataka unit of the Congress had registered a complaint with the Election Commission against the three BJP leaders for allegedly posting the video with the intention to create feelings of enmity, hatred and ill will against members of the SCST community and violating the Model Code of Conduct for elections. The video shared on social media by Mr. Malviya and other BJP leaders shows a caricature of Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah, where they take away resources from SCST community and transfer it to other religious group labelled Muslim. The BJP Karnataka X handle captioned it, "Beware, beware, beware" in Kannada. The case comes a day before 11 states, including Karnataka, will vote for 93 Lok Sabha seats in the third phase of the Lok Sabha election 2024. The highest number of seats in contest tomorrow are in Gujarat, where all 26 constituencies will vote, while Karnataka has 14 and Maharashtra has 11 seats. Gujarat's Surat seat, however, has already gone to Bharatiya Janata Party after 8 independents withdrew their nomination while the Congress candidate's nomination was cancelled in an alleged scandal. Other key candidates in the third phase include Union Home Minister Amit Shah in Gandhinagar, Gujarat, BJP's Jyotiraditya Sindhya in Guna, Madhya Pradesh, and Nationalist Congress Party Sharad Chandra leader Supriya Sule in Baramati, Maharashtra, going against sister-in-law Sunetra Pawar, who is Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar's wife. The Baramati seat is a Pawar bastion and this is the first election after nephew Ajit and uncle Sharad Pawar split in 2023. Campaigning for his wife on Sunday, Ajit Pawar mocked MLA and nephew Rohit Pawar for wiping off tears after getting emotional during a speech in support of Ms. Sule in Baramati. Quote, "I told you someone will try to play on your emotions, but such acts don't work," unquote. Adding that the crowd in the rally reaffirmed his faith that Ms. Sunetra will win. Meanwhile, Congress's Amethi candidate K.L. Sharma, contesting against BJP's incumbent Smriti Irani, has shot back at the Bharatiya Janata Party Piyun Jaib. Mr. Sharma told news agency ANI, quote, "I am not a servant of the Congress party. I am a pure politician," unquote, adding he will defeat Smriti Irani. Several BJP leaders, including Prime Minister Modi, alleged Rahul Gandhi, who lost his stronghold seat to Ms. Irani in 2019, was too scared to contest the seat and ran away. While Dinesh Pratap Singh, BJP's Rai Bareilly candidate against Rahul Gandhi, said Mr. Gandhi sent in a proxy, a peon, to fight instead. Meanwhile, an attack on Congress office in Amethi has sparked fresh controversy. Around midnight Sunday, Congress posted on X, quote, "Smriti Irani and BJP workers are scared in Amethi. Frustrated by the defeat they saw, BJP goons armed with sticks and rods reached outside the Congress office in Amethi and vandalized vehicles parked there," unquote. Adding that it was a deadly attack on Congress workers and the people of Amethi. However, the police have not confirmed if the attackers were from BJP as they fled the scene after creating the ruckus. In Odisha, Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik has hit back at Prime Minister Modi's loot comment. In a video message, he said the BJP is daydreaming of forming a government in Odisha. Earlier today, Prime Minister Modi said in his Behrampur rally, and I quote, "Why are the people of Odisha poor? The answer to this is loot, first by Congress leaders and then by the BJD or Biju Janata Dal leaders. Even small leaders of BJD have big bungalows," unquote. The back and forth comes in the backdrop of not only Lok Sabha elections, but state assembly polls as well. The Prime Minister also claimed the people of Odisha have made up their minds to vote for BJP to power and that June 4th is the Biju Janata Dal government's expiry date. He congratulated the BJP Odisha unit for a visionary manifesto. Notably, BJP and Biju Janata Dal have in the past shared cordial relations. BJD leader and Rajya Sabha MP Sujit Kumar told NDTV, and I quote, "The Honorable Prime Minister comments are to motivate and excite the thoroughly demotivated Odisha cadre because of people's love for Biju Janata Dal. It is one of the few fiscally surplus states, and the people of Odisha have decided to vote for Naveen Patnaik in both the elections, unquote. And next, will Prajwal Ravanna return to India and be arrested? As a special investigation team, or SIT, conducts searches at Hassan MP Prajwal Ravanna's Bengaluru home, the CBI has written to Interpol seeking a blue corner notice against Ravanna. A blue corner notice is used to internationally locate and track the movements of a person of interest in criminal cases. Ravanna allegedly fled to Germany before the SIT was formed. Ravanna, accused of sexual assault and taping hundreds of women on video during sexual acts, is the NDA Lok Sabha candidate from Hassan. However, after the FIR against him, the JDS suspended him from the party's membership. The FIR also names his father H.D. Ravanna for allegedly kidnapping and confining the woman whose son filed the FIR. On Sunday, the SIT arrested him with a three-day custody. And next, the Enforcement Directorate has recovered around 25 crore unaccounted cash in Ranchi from a location linked to Jharkhand Rural Development Minister Alamgir Alam. The ED launched a series of raids across Jharkhand today, targeting half a dozen locations linked to Virendra Ram, the former chief engineer at Jharkhand Rural Development Department, and his inner circle. Mr. Ram was arrested by the ED in February 2023 in connection with a money laundering case. Video footage of the raid shows a mountain of currency notes scattered across a room, purportedly belonging to the domestic aide of Sanjeev Lal, the personal secretary to Jharkhand Rural Development Minister and Congress leader Alamgir Alam. Jharkhand BJP spokesperson Pratul Shahdev said, quote, "Corruption is not ending in Jharkhand. This money during elections indicate that there is a plan to spend this money in the elections," unquote. In related news, former Chief Minister and JMM leader Hemant Soren has moved the Supreme Court today, challenging his bail rejection by the Jharkhand High Court in a money laundering case linked to an alleged land scam. Senior advocate Kapil Sibal, appearing for Mr. Soren, mentioned the matter before a bench headed by Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur, seeking urgent listing for his plea to allow Mr. Soren to campaign for Lok Sabha elections. The bench, also comprising Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra, said it would look into the request. Breaking from breaking news, U.S. President Joe Biden's dog Commander needs to be shot, claimed South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, who sparked controversy earlier after admitting she killed her own aggressive dog 2 decades ago. Ms. Noem, a vice presidential hopeful, has a plan if she were president in 2025. And the first thing is to ensure Commander is gone, CNN reported. She claims the dog poses a threat as he has attacked over 25 agents and officials. Her dog Cricket, she claims, posed a threat to livestock, her children, and people around her farm, despite months of training and attempted course correction. Quote, "And I made a difficult choice. And you have little kiddos. Would you make a choice between your children or a dangerous animal?" Unquote. She told CBS, adding she did not put the responsibility on others and shot the animal herself. Now back to news. In preparation for its ground offensive into Rafah, Israel has ordered immediate evacuation of nearly 1 lakh people in the eastern region. "The evacuation, quote, is a part of our plans to dismantle Hamas. We had violent reminder of their presence and their operational abilities in Rafah yesterday," unquote. A military spokesperson told journalists, referring to Hamas-launched rockets towards the Kerem Shalom border crossing between Israel and Gaza, which killed 3 Israeli soldiers on Sunday. International agencies and several countries, including close ally US, have warned Israel that a military operation in Rafah, where 1.5 million Palestinians are sheltering, would be catastrophic. However, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said, and I quote, "No amount of pressure, no decision by any international forum will stop Israel from defending itself," unquote. His speech in Jerusalem followed Israel's rejection of a ceasefire deal with Hamas. He claimed Israel will not accept any negotiation from Hamas and has repeatedly vowed to eliminate the group deemed terrorist by US and Israel. Hamas said on Sunday that the group's delegation for Gaza ceasefire discussions in Cairo was departing for consultations in Qatar. despite Netanyahu saying that complying with demands to cease the war would equate surrender. In response, Ismail Haniyeh, Hamas's political leader based in Qatar, accused Netanyahu of undermining the negotiations. And lastly, Sunita Williams is all set for a hat-trick trip to the stars. Indian-origin astronaut Captain Sunita Williams will board a brand new spacecraft, the Boeing Starliner, tomorrow at the Kennedy Space Center and become the first woman to fly on a maiden mission of a new human-rated spacecraft. She went to outer space on NASA missions in 2006 and 2012, before NASA retired its space shuttle. Ms. Williams said, and I quote, "When I reach the International Space Station, it will be like going back home," unquote. Before her flight, Ms. Williams told NDTV that she will carry a statue of Lord Ganesh with her on the commercial crew flight, as Ganesh is her good luck charm. Ms. Williams was also tasked with naming the brand new spaceship, which she has dubbed Calypso. That's all for today. You were listening to the News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anviti, signing off.